This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Parker writes, I'm a Republican in California who can't stand the current state of the country we're in. He says, but I don't think Trump can win. He said, why aren't Republicans supporting the other candidates? Do you feel it's because Nikki Haley is a woman? He said, don't tell me Trump is more likable than DeSantis. And he kind of goes on about why people are throwing in the towel and supporting Trump. Listen, you know, I do political analysis on the show more from a voter psychology standpoint. I, as a woman, do not think that people who are not supporting Nikki Haley are because of misogyny, or I think it's a lot more simpler than that. I don't think people are anti-woman. I think Nikki Haley doing as well as she's doing shows that, you know, people aren't putting sex or gender, you know, in the forefront of their thoughts. I mean, when it comes to political candidate, of course, what I think it is, and it's, and no shock here. I do believe Trump is going to be the nominee. And as long as there's no cheating, I do think he's going to be back in the White House. But the reason what, you know, if you look at it, you talk to people in politics, just like with Biden, and I talk to Democrats as well. I talk to Republicans, I talk to Democrats, and, you know, Democrats, I'm like, you know, why are you supporting Biden? Now, is it that they really, really love Biden, or is it that they fear the opposite? Well, many people who did vote for Biden, it's not that they really loved him, and they found that all his, you know, political voting history was right aligned with them. It's they decided that they didn't want Trump. Now, whether it was open borders, whether it was a change of the economy, whether whatever. Now, the idea that during the primary they were promising, paying off college, was it Beto O'Rourke talking about having police go to everybody's door to take away their guns? I mean, somebody voting for Biden might have found some of those things, you know, right up their political alley. With Trump, Trump has a huge advantage because he had a successful presidency up until COVID. Now, some could argue he should have had more control, but as he said, he goes, look, there's states' rights, part of the Constitution, which we didn't want a dictator. We wanted states to decide what they wanted to do for themselves. The government shouldn't lock people down. The government shouldn't say, all right, nobody, protect yourselves or whatever. And anyway, you know, states, communities, precincts know what they need. There shouldn't be any federal call to defund the police. Where the hell did that come from? Why did we have, you know, U.S. legislators, your community, your city, your village, your tribe, needs to decide what they need on their own in terms of, you know, protection. And so, you know, if somebody liked, you know, Trump's idea of, okay, America first, you know, let's limit cartel coming across the border, have a more, you know, more methodical border and immigration process, a stronger economy, not be so reliant on China, not be so reliant on the Middle East and fuel. Try to, you know, if that's what people like, whether it's DeSantis, whether it's Nikki Haley, whether it would have been Vivek or Chris Christie, they're going to vote for that. You know, and so when people said, oh, yeah, but with Trump comes chaos, there's going to be chaos no matter who wins. If Nikki Haley wins, you bet your butt the liberals are going to be vicious to her. If Biden wins, look at Biden now, it's chaos now. You know, Trump had said that in a town hall. You know, not to completely defend Trump, but, you know, it's chaotic right now. It's an absolute cluster and a seventh. Our, you know, FAA and Department of Transportation is a mess. Our homeless crisis is a mess. Our healthcare infrastructure is a mess. Our border's a mess. The economy is very unsteady. Inflation's a mess. And the foreign policy started to, you know, be a mess. We're going to be drawn into World War III. Now, I'm not saying if Trump was still president, that wouldn't happen. You know, people and countries always want wars and take advantage. But, you know, maybe how we would have maybe addressed our military. I don't think if Trump was power, we would have fired a bunch of military enlistees and officers because they didn't want to get a COVID vaccine. Now, I don't think we would have locked down the, you know, we would have kept schools and kept, you know, these industries from rehiring people. Like for example, the hospitals having to fire nurses and doctors who wouldn't get the COVID vaccine. I don't think that would have happened because that was the message that was, you know, the Fed said we're going to cut funding to schools, cut funding to hospitals if you don't do the mandate. So, you know, I understand Iowa is not the most numerous delegate contributor to a primary win, but if it doesn't look like the other candidates are going to win, and you have somebody who will do hopefully opposite of what Biden does, most likely they are going to get, you know, and then we all focus has to be then on Trump. If the Democrats are divided on Biden, they need to get their acts together too. If they don't think Biden could win, I don't even know if Biden even knows what he's doing right now, but if you know, then they need to decide and get a candidate. And you've heard many Democrats speak out going, guys, it can't be Biden. It's got to be somebody else. So there has to be unity. And I understand that's really, really hard. You know, when you have, you know, such, you know, factions and you have, you know, moderate Democrats, moderate Republicans, centrists, liberals, you know, ultra-conservative, I get that. But, you know, this election is going to be huge. And we are possibly entering World War III. And we have got to get our acts together. And we have got, and like we talked about last hour, China admittedly has been working on a new, you know, viral strain that could kill mice. Yeah, pretty quickly. We need to, you know, we need to clean things up. 1-877 Doc Sally. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCMteam.com. Enlist in GCMteam.com and save America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Tuning in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so a question I've been getting asked is, should you hold off getting your Social Security money, or if you can start, you know, reaping the benefits of your Social Security, take the money now before the government misspends it or decides to cut you off? And, you know, that's a question that's a little difficult to answer because I get asked that as a doctor. But if I'm not your doctor, can't necessarily say. You know, if you are banking on you living till your 90s, you might as well wait to collect the full benefit of your Social Security. But if you think, you know, you're going to get the big C, or you're going to get a relapse, or you're going to, you know, your heart's not the best, and you don't take care of yourself, then you might want to consider getting the money sooner than later. And And one of you had reached out. This was probably 6 or 7 months ago. You remember in the mail, I don't think I've gotten this recently, where you get something in the mail telling you what your monthly Social Security benefit is going to be? And they asked, you know, if they were high class or middle class or lower income class, would that make a difference? Well, and I really kind of get bothered by hearing these terms. I'm in the middle class. I'm in the lower class. I'm in the lower income class. I'm upper middle. I'm lower rich class. Rich class. I don't like that whole class thing. Like when you take an airplane ticket and you have the first class. Go, first class passengers, can you please line up? We are ready to board. And you see the first class passengers all bougie going, oh, yeah, here I am. Now, mind you, I've driven first class a couple times. I have done the little, tushy twist, right? My tushy's going to get into a nice, comfortable seat. I'm going to get a drink. But unfortunately, I don't get to drink on the planes usually because I always have to expect a medical emergency. But, I'd hate this idea of, well, you have the first class, then you have, they don't call it third class anymore. They call it coach. Yeah, which we all know what that is. But, the class rankings, they change. So get this. This is an interesting article. All right. This came from data from 2021. So it comes from Fool.com. All right. And they go, based on 2021 data, this is what you would need to earn in order to be in each class. So if you were considered lower class, right? I ain't no high class broad. I'm not high class. But in terms of quote unquote lower income class, okay? Those would be the bottom 20% of earners. Those in the lower class would have an income at or below $28,000. Now, this is according to, I'm sure it's changed, especially with Medicaid numbers, et cetera. But lower middle class is the 20th to the 40th percentile. So that's if you earn $28,000, $28,008, to $55,000. So if some of you got yourself a $45,000 job a year, that's considered lower middle class. To be middle class, you would have to be making $55,000 to $89,700. That's about 40 to 60 percentile of household income. Your upper middle class, if you make between $89,000 and $149,000, and you are in the upper class, the tippity-tip-top, top 20% of earners, if you make over $149,000 a year. Now, I'm telling you right now, if you do make $149,000, you really still can't afford these first-class tickets. So I think it's a misnomer to go, okay, you're going to be an upper class. You're going to be in first class. Right? The people in those are the multimillionaires. But really, if you are over $149,000 a year, which is a really nice salary, you're in the same group as the richety rich. I get a little nervous about those sort of demarcations because we have a lot of individuals that are barely making six figures, but paycheck to paycheck between their house, their car, child care, school, medical, and they don't feel pretty upper class or middle upper class to them. Well, one thing that we really need to be aware of is what happens when we retire. What do we need in order to retire? What would be our class rank in terms of retiring? So this article that came from Go Banking Rates said if you are a retiree, and looking at your net worth and your financial capabilities, because remember, you're a retiree, you're not bringing money in, you are considered poor if you're in the lower 20th, and your net worth is $10,000. No property ownership, you're relying on Social Security and pensions. Okay, I know a lot of people that are poor retirees. Middle class retirees, you're middle class if you make up to the 50th percentile, your median net worth is about $281,000. You have equity in your home, you have a retirement savings, and a 401k plan. Now, I don't know a lot of people who have $281,000 in net worth. And you got to be careful with your home, because if your home crashes, you can't. I don't know if I would, unless it's at a very stable housing market. But I don't think a lot of people are considered middle-class retirees. I think they're in between the poor and the middle-class retirees. You are an upper-middle-class retiree If you have a net worth of $201,800 and $608,900, you have diversified assets and can enjoy a comfortable retirement cushion. I don't think a lot of us are ready for that. Now, if that's considered the upper middle class, and then your rich retirees, those have a net worth, they're in the 90th percentile, where their net worth is $1.9 million. They experience significant financial freedom, affording luxuries and legacy planning. Okay, well, $1.9 million, yeah, that's nice. But I don't think a lot of people, I mean, when you start to look at what the middle class needs, what the upper middle class needs, all right, I think these numbers in these classes are changing. Because, as I said the other day, yeah, I tried to get something quick and easy on the road at McDonald's. It was costing $13. You're going to blow through your retirement savings pretty damn quick if you live 5 years after you retire, 10 years after you retire, 15 years, 20 years after you retire. You know, and the truth of the matter is when I do have some friends who have retired, and I'm like, what if you live to your 90 or 100? Well, many of them are banking on other sorts of passive income. You know, we think when you retire, then you're done. You are sleeping in. You're going to just collect Social Security, and that's it. Well, I don't think the average retiree is doing that now, or is learning that that's the safest way to go. I think a lot of people are making cash on the side, babysitting, dog walking, tutoring. Maybe they have a side business that hopefully is still making some profits. Maybe their interest from stocks or bonds or other sorts of dividends that they're relying on. But I think we have a misnomer. I think it's a fallacy to say, look, if you have $200,000 in the bank, you're going to retire and be fine. I think you're going to burn through that, especially with the way we spend and the way society wants you to spend. Our iPhones are ridiculous. Our storage is ridiculous. Our Wi-Fi is ridiculous. The cars. I mean, if you have a car, you're like, my car could last another 10 years, and you're going to be pressured to get an electric vehicle, you better already have budgeted. You're going to now have to get an electric vehicle. Or you may have to move because you can't charge your electric vehicle at home because you're in an apartment. You know, these are things that I think we have to be careful with all these articles and, you know, saying, okay, well, you know, you're fine. You're in the upper middle class, or you're in the, I would be very, very nervous. I don't think having $200,000 in the bank, which would be fantastic. Now, I'd like to have that. I don't. Having that sort of money, you know, access could be very beneficial, but I don't think that puts you into the upper, higher classes. I think it means, you know, you could burn through that depending on your spending, depending on, you're going to have to figure out how to, you know, eat a little cheaper, live a little cheaper, travel a little cheaper. And that's the other thing, too. You know, retirees want to travel. Now, I think we enter our next dimension or our next world when we feel like we've accomplished and, you know, hit a lot of our bucket list on this earth. So I'm thinking to myself, well, I'll finally see Tokyo. Now, I'll finally see Australia when I get to retirement age. Well, you can't do that if a trip like that is going to cost you $30,000 and you've only saved up $200,000. You know, yeah, interest is up, inflation. These are things we need to think about. And so what I recommend to everybody trying to figure out what should I do with my Social Security, you know, what should I talk to your accountant or a person who understands finances, but get some advice and be very careful with some of these articles, because I don't think they're taking into account a lot of the BS that's coming our way. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company. are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. More than 105 million Americans being affected by dangerously low wind chills with an Arctic blast sweeping across the United States. The National Weather Service still has wind chill advisories or warnings for today in effect for 26 states. Senator Ted Cruz has faith in the system of democracy, and he believes the people of Iowa have spoken loud and clear by making former President Donald Trump the winner of the Iowa caucuses. It might cost you less if you overdraw your bank account under a proposal announced by the White House today, the latest effort by the Biden administration to combat fees. It wants to lower them to as little as $3, taking the pressure off the American consumer. Corey Myers, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALL. See, guys? Yeah, see? I can't even spell my own name. I think COVID did that to my brain. I got COVID on the brain. DOCDALI. All right, that's the number. All right, so Wegovy, Ozempic, Mounjaro, Zepbound. These medications, Ozempic and Mounjaro used for diabetes, Wegovy and Zepbound, the weight loss counterparts, have been the biggest craze this last few months and are going to continue to be. But the FDA has been asked to look at another risk factor that these drugs could possibly cause, such as suicidal ideation. It's not bad enough these drugs have been linked to pancreatitis, linked to rapid weight gain once you go off of it, gastroparesis, but now there's been a concern about suicidal ideation. Suicidal ideation means you may be thinking about suicide when you never would before. Now, that's not the first time medications do that. Shantix, the medication used for smoking cessation, can do that. Some antidepressants can do that. When you have a medicine that may act on the brain or act on something that could act on the brain, there could be some surprise results. So the FDA was asked to study this. And I think originally the FDA said, I don't think they needed to put a black box warning on it. They didn't find the data to be that committing in terms of the drugs causing it. But one of the studies, because these were anecdotal reports, meaning people were saying, look, I'm taking the drug and I'm feeling suicidal. Researchers looked at 240,000 electronic health records of U.S. patients who had obesity and overweight, who were prescribed the semaglutide or other weight medication for weight loss between June 2021 and December 2022. The average age of the patients were 50. 70% of them were women. Even though previous research has shown women are more likely to attempt suicide than men, men are more likely to commit it. And the study authors found that people prescribed semaglutide for weight loss, such as Ozempic, had a 0.11% risk of first-time suicidal ideation. While patients who took the other drugs, it was higher, a 0.43% risk. This is according to a report published Friday. And that was conducted by the National Institutes of Healthcare and Case Western Reserve. Among those who had a prior history of suicidal thoughts, the study found patients who took semaglutide had a 7% risk of recurring suicidal ideations, and patients who took other drugs had a 14% risk. Researchers determined people who took the drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy had a 49% to 73% lower risk of first-time or recurring suicidal ideations and their counterparts taking other medications for weight loss. So Dr. Patrick O'Neill, psychologist at the Medical University of South Carolina's Weight Management Center, says the study does not show that the weight loss injection, semaglutide, is a medication that can prevent suicidal ideation, but it shows there doesn't seem to be any added risk among patients taking it compared to patients taking other medications for obesity or diabetes. Now, this, though, okay, so when you kind of look at the study, you're like, okay, well, wait a second. They're comparing that to somebody taking another weight loss drug. Many of the people who are starting these medications have never taken weight loss drugs. They're just going on them, going, you know what? I could lose 20, 30 pounds. I've met patients who aren't even obese, but they want to get ready for their wedding. They want to get ready for bikini weather, so they're on the medication. So my question is, okay, that's great that you compared it to phentermine, maybe, or some of the other medications people have been using. But what about people who have never taken a weight loss drug? Now they're taking it. What is that risk? The European Medicines Agency announced in July that regulators were reviewing the data on the risk of suicidal thoughts and thoughts of self-harm in patients taking these medications, including semaglutide. They're called the GLP-1 receptor agonists. They're also looking at Saxenda, Mounjaro, I believe. But, you know, this brings up a thought of, well, so what's going on here? Is this in somebody's head? Is it that these medications can, and some people do this? I mean, you know, we don't need any more suicides. And now I'm a little mixed on these drugs because I love the fact that people could lose weight, but I can't stand the fact that it's extremely temporary. And if you have a medication that you can't stay on because of side effects, because of expense, because of availability, the medication's in short supply in some areas, then, you know, that's kind of a lot of risk for not a lot of gain if you're going to gain the weight back. But the reason why this has come about is the FDA received 265 reports of suicidal thoughts or behavior in patients taking similar drugs since 2010. The news organization that's USA Today, said 180 of the reports were submitted by Novo Nordisk, making Ozempic. Now, we do have ample data if we wanted to, because we have many people taking Ozempic for their diabetes. And so people have been taking Ozempic for a while. Now, for weight loss, even though there's been a lot of people doing off-label, it became much more popular and went viral at the end of 2023. But then the question might be, well, what's the mindset? If somebody is controlling their diabetes and they're using that medication as an adjunct, you know, and they're being watched by their doctor very, very closely, they might be at less suicidal risk just because of the surrounding care they're getting while taking it for diabetes. But somebody going, wow, you know, I'm looking at these celebrities. They're all looking skinny. Just give it to me. Do it through telehealth. I'll see you if I need to. There might not be that extra, you know, when you're on a weight loss regimen and you start to plateau. Plateauing is a good thing. I've told you guys that. See, people quit. They go, it's not working anymore. So they quit. Never quit when you plateau. When you are losing weight, your body needs to reset itself. Otherwise, you just go right back to your original weight, as you've all seen when you got the stomach flu. You lose about 5-10 pounds from vomiting or diarrhea. You start to feel better. You go, look at me. Okay, if I could keep this weight off, and then you gain it back by before you finish your thought. So your body, it's easier for you to go back to your original weight than to reset everything and do all the mathematical and chemistry and physical computations and readjustments. So when you plateau, it's your body getting used to the new weight. Now, some people, when they're using these medications, if they're using a medication that's supposed to increase satiety, that might have an effect on the brain. And it might have a very unpredictable effect for some. So if you ask me, do I really think these medications could cause suicidal ideation? I think anything can. You know, it's amazing how we underestimate what can manipulate our brains. I mean, look at how easily people are taking marijuana. That could really mess with your brain. Look at alcohol. They can mess with your brain. So I think anything can effectively do that. But we need to be more open about it. What I don't want the FDA to do is say, guys, no, nothing to see here. Because if there are some, I mean, suicidal ideation can happen with a lot of different medications. And if you have a family member that's pretty quiet to themselves, doesn't really open up about things like that, you want to know. And the average person is not very open about them taking weight loss drugs. They want to just say, you know what, I made some changes in my food choices, and I stuck to my workout regimen. Okay, that's good. The average person is not telling everybody they're taking the medication. So then you'll never know as a family member or a friend to look out for it. So, yeah, I think we do have to be aware, be on the watch for it. And if, God forbid, you do have any of that, immediately talk to your medical provider, because you might have to get off the drug. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious, such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, what the hell? This is ridiculous. All right, for those of you that come to Las Vegas, Nevada, it's a great place to be. Fantastic lights. You have street performers, romantic, the selfies you could take, the view. It's exquisite. Well, apparently, you better think twice before you stop on a pedestrian bridge because you could actually be thrown in jail. You could be fined. When I heard about this, I'm like, you have got to be flipping kidding me. You have got to be kidding me. And I'm wondering if this came about because of F1 or because of the, all the festivities with the fireworks. You know, because people like to stop and watch the fireworks and they want to watch F1. And people figured out that you could, from this one stairway by a pedestrian bridge, by this one escalator, you could see a lot of the track. So people were flooding that pedestrian bridge and that escalator. And I think that might be where this came from, because you're like, what logic would they be doing? I mean, you go to Paris, you're going to stop and look at the Eiffel Tower. You go to Rome, you're going to stop and look at the Colosseum. You're going to take pictures. That's what you do. Well, apparently, Clark County commissioners are being told unanimously voted on a measure to prohibit people from stopping, standing, or engaging in an activity that causes another person to stop. Now, this would happen on the strip pedestrian bridges. This also includes areas next to 20 feet surrounding the stairs, the elevators, or the escalators. Violators could face up to 6 months in jail or a $1,000 fine. Now, if you are waiting for an elevator or a stairway or an escalator and could prove that, you're not going to get fined. Although I really don't see, I mean, our cops are, they're cool. They got busier things to do. But what the heck is going on here? Now, okay, we're obviously going to be distracted. I mean, everything about Las Vegas is distracting. You got casinos competing for your eyesight, for your focus. With these lights, with these billboards, these Las Vegas hotels need people to look up, look around. Now, I get it. In New York, you never sit there and go, oh, wow, look at that. You don't do that. You just keep walking. Keep walking straight. You can do all your sightseeing when you're not going to get mugged or you're not going to get hit by a car. Okay? And, you got to use some sense when it comes to that. But these pedestrian bridges allow a beautiful view up and down the strip. But maybe it's because the tourists are, somebody had asked me, is it because the bridge won't handle the weight? No, I don't think so. I think the bridges are strong enough. But I hope that's not the reason why they would do this. To threaten jail time to tourists? I mean, come on. My guess is people were ticked off that some people got to see F1. They couldn't have that flow. And Clark County said in a statement that it's a pedestrian flow zone ordinance. It's not meant to target the street performers or the people who stop to take pictures, but they want to increase public safety by ensuring a continuous flow of pedestrian traffic across the bridges. The measure will help to ensure our world-class tourism destination remains a safe place for people to visit and traverse. Now, of course, opponents say this violates the, our First Amendment. Athar Hassabullah, executive director of the ACLU in Nevada, said that might mean the right to protest. That might mean someone who's sharing expressions of their faith. That might mean a street performer. He says the rights are protected at their highest level in public spaces, including pedestrian bridges. So the county is going to have signs saying no stopping, no standing. And we've been seeing these. When I travel, I've been seeing where it's like, oh, I want to stand. It says no standing. No standing. Is it because people pee? Is it now? I mean, is that also what's going on? Is it that people are stopping and urinating? I think we need a little bit more clarity, because right now this sounds ridiculous. The headlines are all over that if you are caught standing on a pedestrian bridge in Las Vegas, which you're kind of forced to cross because it's too dangerous to cross the street, and you stand to scratch your butt, or because you have a hitchhiker in your foot, or to take a selfie, people are worried that they're going to be fined or thrown in jail. What I think is going to happen is there are going to be people watching the bridges saying, guys, keep it moving. Keep it moving. Have you ever been to Disneyland or Disney World and the parade is coming? So you want to stand and watch, and they call them characters. They don't call them staff at Disneyland, where they say, keep moving. Keep moving. I hate that. because I'm trying to stand. Right? Yeah, what if you have an older person trying to catch their breath? They don't care. They say, keep moving. Keep moving. You can't stand here. You can't stand here. And you're like, but we want to watch the parade. They go, well, you got to go into these areas that are you know, cornered off, and nobody lets you sit there because they spread out and they have their legs out and then they have their stroller and they, you know, you're like, okay, this is ridiculous. But you know, Las Vegas needs to, I think, just check themselves and just rethink what's kind of been happening. Las Vegas, as I remember it in the 80s, was a place where you could go. You could be free. You could have fun. You don't spend a lot of money. The kids could be entertained. The parents could be entertained. Nice hotel rooms, wonderful staff, amazing nature. Got tons of hiking and lakes and a beautiful weather. Now we have sports. We have a lot to offer. But Las Vegas, its core character was you're not necessarily a tourist. You know, we're not going to take advantage of you. You know, you actually, in fact, I mean, tourists more took advantage of us. They got such great deals, cheap food, cheap gas. And Las Vegas is turning into one of these bougie cities. And some people love it. You know, I mean, we attract the finest Michelin chefs, five-star restaurants. Our penthouses are exquisite. But Las Vegas stood out to the average tourist, you know, middle class family, in that you can be here. It's not going to act like a bougie place. Very accessible. Parking's free. You're not going to come to Vegas and spend so much on tips and, you know, needing a cart to unload your luggage and all the other, you know, resort fees. And it's really becoming, you know, a very resorty upper class. And I don't know if that's the right direction. Trust me, you know, we don't want it to be, you know, a complete mess either. But, we want to make sure that we do have, you know, fantastic Broadway shows coming and things like that. But it's you're making it very unattainable. You know, and I love Las Vegas, but we're not Roman Colosseum. We're not trying to protect an artifact that's centuries old. You know, we're not, you know, this is, Las Vegas is a place to party. It's a place to be immersed and our senses, whether it's what we hear, what we see, what we taste. And it's really starting to become a lot more difficult. And when I hear people saying, I can't afford to come to Vegas, you used to never hear that. Of course, anybody could come to Vegas. You hop in a plane, there's always cheap tickets, there were always cheap flights to Vegas, you could hop in a car. I'm hearing, I can't afford to go to Vegas. And this is just another example of, you're going to risk going to jail just for standing and looking. And come on. We need to rethink things. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.